I'll run away with you to the ends of the earth if you asked me to, without a second thought. Bailey sang softly to the beautiful all-time fable hers, Runaway by Stiplos. There was such an atmosphere that evening as the sun began to set. Bailey was smiling so much happier thought her face would get stopped. Bailey hardly smiled, but when she did, you could get lost in the joy that radiated from her smile. Happy old chuckled at this point. She had found a memory of Bailey that was intriguing. One of the many foundations she wished could change for Bailey. Bailey heard the chuckle and turned to ask, "You better not be laughing at me." "Of course not," Happy old replied. "How could I when you sing like that?" she added. Bailey's voice was amazing. She sang with so much of her emotions, anyone listening could feel it. She had always been so in tune with her emotions. She felt things differently. It was some sort of a superpower, Happy thought. If only Bailey wouldn't let it get the best of her all the time. By the way, Bailey feels that her emotions were her greatest weakness, the one thing that held her down most of the time. "Kay was special," Happy said. Bailey turned, looking stunned. She had that look of why, what, how all together in one facial expression. She's a rock star when it comes to facial communication. Happy continued, looking away from Bailey now. "Kay, he, stop." Bailey cut in. "Stop it," she said again, joining Happy as they both looked towards the sunset. Kay was Bailey's first official boyfriend. They had just recently located to the new house in a beautiful estate. Kay's house was a bit taller with an open roof where one could have a sit out and apparently be able to see into Bailey's compound. As usual, Bailey wasn't the easily approachable person, so none of the kids could walk up to talk to her, and she liked it like that. She was a strictly mind your business kind of person, and she stuck to her agenda. Friends were the last thing on her mind, talkless of boys or boyfriend. At school, now in high school, there were rumors that maybe she liked girls, cause she only ever spoke to a few girls in her set and would hardly respond to greetings from her male classmates. Sometimes she hardly ever wanted to talk to the male teachers. Anyways, Kay was up on the roof one day and he happened to see Bailey struggling with something as she tried to open a door and eventually tripped and fell. Bailey was trying to open the door to the stairway with her hands fully occupied with a bowl. She didn't want to put it down and tried to open the door. At this point, she tripped and poured the entire water on her body. She screamed out of frustration, stomping back and forth, and just kept screaming. She heard someone laughing and she tried looking in the compound to find who the person was, until she looked up and saw Kay laughing so hard. He was a chocolate skinned guy wearing a tank top and a pair of blue shorts. He seemed unable to control his laughter. You would guess right, this got Bailey more angry, but she just picked up the bowl and went up. About 4 nights after the incident, one fine evening as Bailey was walking back from an errand she had gone to attend to. Three guys stood in front of her out of nowhere. Well, she wouldn't have noticed because she wasn't really paying attention to her surroundings. Bailey did that sometimes. She would phase out once in a while, even amidst conversations. Anyways, the three guys stood and Bailey hit her head on one of the guys' chests, the one in the middle. She looked up and instantly recognized that it was the guy she had caught laughing at her. The other two guys she had seen on the street at some point. Bailey stepped back, looked at them, and then tried finding her way past them. But they kept blocking her at this point. She stopped, unplugged her earphones, and yes, it was obviously her fave Runaway that was playing. She paused the music and said, "Will you please stop obstructing my way?" Kay responded, "Only if you answer some questions." Bailey laughed so much, then she hissed and tried to walk past them, but they wouldn't let her. A part of her seemed intrigued at the boldness they had. Finally, she thought to herself, someone with some courage. She had walked off the road to the pavement of the house, of a house, and sat down. She dropped her bag of groceries and said, "Let's hear it." Kay sat down, and the two guys walked down a bit from where they were. Kay started, "My name is Caleb. What's yours?" Bailey looked sternly at him, trying to see if he would flinch, but he didn't. Then she said, "Bailey," and added, "You have two more questions." Kay asked why, and she responded, "'Cause I said so, one more." Kay was shocked, then finally said, "It's nice to meet you." Bailey stood up to leave, then asked, "Where did Kay come from?" As she had heard one of the boys calling him Kay. Kay responded saying, "I don't know, but I like it." Bailey shook her head as she continued walking. Then Kay shouted, "You owe me one more question." She turned, smiled, and continued her walk home. 2 weeks had passed and Bailey had almost forgotten the incident. Then a letter arrived with a rose, a cute silver chain with a love symbol pendant. The handwritten note was cute, and she couldn't help but smile sheepishly. She was surprised, actually. It was a letter from Kay saying how he couldn't stop thinking of how she had poured water on herself and how she had drawn and how drawn to her fierceness he was, and self-confident, and her voice, and would very much love if she would be his girlfriend, which was his last redeemable question she owed, he mentioned. Bailey smiled so much that night that right now she couldn't help herself. She spent about a week trying to make some inquiries about Kay. Apparently, he left school and decided to learn a trade he loved, painting and sculpting. He was in his early 20s, first and only son with a kid sister. He lived with his father and sister. Bailey tried to stop smiling now, but she couldn't, and Happy said, "He wasn't so extra. His simplicity was what got to you." Smiling, Happy said, "Recall what you had said to him the first night you had a stroll together? You said you didn't need a reason to love him, because if you had one, and that reason was no longer valid. The love would go with it. Bailey said, yeah. He had asked why I loved him. Kay was amazing, she continued. Shame, I actually did have a reason why I loved him, Bailey said. I did have a reason after all. He was always in my face, in my space. He gave me so much attention that I didn't know. And eventually, when I didn't have it anymore, I guess the love I had faded away. Happy looked at Bailey with a shocked expression. LOL, Bailey said with a smile. Of course I know that's what you wanted to point out. Happy went on and said, well, yeah, part of it. You've always tried to fill a void your parents left because they worked so much, didn't love you the way you wanted, and never had time. So you've continuously tried to find it in others. But you were right, though. About what? Bailey asked. About not needing a reason to love? Because there will never be a reason or a good enough reason to which makes God's love infallible. It's fail-proof. It doesn't change, and frankly, it doesn't depend on you, but Him. At this time, Bailey pulled Happy close and hugged her, leaving her arm around her as they both looked at the clouds. Well, 2 weeks is just 14 days away. Stay tuned as we count down.